Pursue the truth and be full of light. God wants you to pursue the truth and be bold. Follow Him wholeheartedly and seek Him with all your heart, life, and soul. He wants you to pursue Him with all your heart. The more you grow in pursuing His wisdom, the more you understand you are bold. The more you understand you are bold, you are not meant to live like this world, full of fear and ashamed and afraid. The more you trust in Him, you learn how to be bold. Boldness is the willingness to take risks and act innovatively, confidence or courage. To have the courage to do what's right is boldness. Seek the Lord is boldness. Follow Him wholeheartedly and not back down, no matter what the cost is. The Lord wants you to be bold right now in His Spirit and trust Him. And don't flee from what God has for you, because God has the best for you. God always wants the best for you, and you know that He loves you and wants you to have the best thing. Sometimes people don't understand things, but God doesn't call us to live in fear at all. He calls us to be in sound mind with Him and not follow the world. He calls us to be bold as His Spirit leads us. We are to seek His face in the humbleness of the Spirit, and we are to be bold as He is bold. He is a Lion of Judah, and He roars in our hearts. His love is praise and worship. It is the sound of a lion roar. It is the boldness of the Spirit to not be afraid, to seek His face. When all adversity comes, seek His face. Put Him first. Doesn't matter what the world thinks about you. The world is not full of God. The world is full of wickedness and wrath. And they flee from God when it's like all crashing down, which is not right. They need to learn to pursue God at all costs. And when you pursue God at all costs, you become bold. You learn how to be bold in the Spirit, and you don't have anything to fear because God is right by your side. And you learn how to be bold by God's Holy Spirit. And God gives us that boldness to live by. The more we pursue God, the more our hearts grow in wisdom. The more we learn to be bold instead of judgmental, the more we learn to seek His face. Judgmenting people is not going to lead them to God. Loving people like Christ would lead them to God. Love is extravagant, and it changes boundary lines. It doesn't have any boundary lines. Love always hopes and perseveres in all things and long suffers for us. Because Jesus is love, and He calls us to be bold as He is. He wants us to be bold in the face of the enemy, and to withstand the enemy, and to seek His face. The boldness of the Spirit is calling out to us in the midst of our crazy moments. No matter what goes on, God wants you to seek His face in the boldness of His Spirit. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." You want to learn what it's like to be bold as a lion? Lions sleep most of the day, but when they let out that roar, it scares the crud out of other animals and makes them run off. And lions are very determined. Learn to be determined in the Spirit and seek the Lord's face. Be determined to follow Him. Be bold like Jesus would be, and seek the Lord's face like Jesus would. Be the seeker. Seeking God is a bold thing. Seeking God is pure-hearted and bold. Follow the Lord wholeheartedly and be bold. The boldness of the Holy Spirit will lead you towards God's light and salvation, and in the way He wants you to act and receive Holy Spirit. Trust in His wisdom. He is in depth, and He gives you perfect peace no matter what goes on. And when you have perfect peace, you are living like a lion. Like the Lion of Judah, you gotta live like a lion. You gotta live like your Heavenly Father, the Lion of Judah, Jesus, and not trust in the wisdom of this world. Just seek the Lord. Read His word daily and seek His face. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And God is always for us and never against us, because He loves us and wants us to receive His wisdom. He is a boldness in the Holy Spirit leading us towards His kingdom will for our lives. As we learn to seek His face, we learn to seek the Holy Spirit. God is giving us the boldness of the Holy Spirit to roar like lions in boldness. God doesn't call us to live in fear. He wants us to live in the sound mind aspect of everything. God is a sound mind in your life. Focus on being sound in His love. God wants you to believe in that everything is possible through Him. And without Him, you have nothing. You have no good thing without the Lord. Without His wisdom and understanding of everything, without Holy Spirit, you don't have any revelation. You don't have anything. But with His Holy Spirit and His power, it releases a lot more wisdom than most people can comprehend. The Lord gives you a boldness in loving people. Love is perfect peace. Seek Him all day and night. The beauty is that the Lord gives you a new way to look at things, and His salvation is upon those that believe in Him. Trust in believing in God. Trust in Jesus, because He will lead you to Him. He wants you to be safe, and He wants you to trust in Him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Don't lean on your own earthly comprehension, but lean on God's comprehension in your life. Your comprehension is not as good as God's comprehension. He has more in-depth wisdom than you could ever receive, because His wisdom is like more worth than pearls or gold or silver. His wisdom is more foundation for your life to have. Trust His wisdom all the way, and He will give you a shield of salvation and give you boldness. When you have salvation in you, you have the belief that you could do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength. Christ Jesus gives you a lot of strength to do things you don't think you can do. Through the Holy Spirit, it gives you more wisdom and ways to deal with things. Trust in Him. Man, if anything goes wrong, just seek the Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit, give me a revelation of what I'm doing wrong and what I need to do better in this situation. Don't be like all judgmental of yourself and others. Just seek the Lord and seek His wisdom. And just try to do something better for the Lord before you do it. And I always ask this question, Holy Spirit, how can I do this better, and how do you want me to do it? And He will always give you a new answer every day. Just trust in His word, because Holy Spirit is always in your heart. It dwells within you. The Holy Spirit gives you a new mind to deal with things in a positive manner. Trust in the wisdom of the Lord, and He'll lead you. He wants you to be led by being bold. He wants you to be bold like Him. His perfect love is what gives you the boldness. Not your own understanding of it, His understanding of it. God's love is bold. He took up that cross, you know, in bold love. He's bold as a lion, Jesus. He wants you to be bold like Him and seek His face daily. Seek His face no matter what the cost is, what Jesus has taught me. Seek God no matter what comes your way. There may be something coming at your way, but Jesus still loves you. He doesn't want you to seek your own agenda. He wants you to seek his wisdom in all your life. So seek the Lord in these times. God bless.